This year, the youth group engaged in the Crossing Paths curriculum. Crossing Paths explore various religions, traditions, throughout different lenses, which we also call binoculars, in keeping with the mountaineering metaphor which was used in the curriculum. One of those lenses is how faith defines the problem in the world and the solution to that problem. For instance, Buddhism sees the problem in the world as suffering, and the solution is nirvana, or enlightenment. Christians see the problem in the world as sin, and the solution as salvation. We as UUs have our own unique perspective. Put simply, we have tended to see separation as the problem and connection as the solution. What grabs our attention and breaks our hearts as UUs is seeing how the world separates or disconnects people from their deepest selves, each other, and life's gifts. And so UUs respond by helping people restore three sacred connections. You might say we offer people three lifelines. These three lifelines are represented by the three ropes. The ropes remind us that our faith helps us reconnect in three ways. A small spool of thread reminds us of the connection to our deepest selves. A jump rope reminds us of the connection to life's gifts and joy. And finally, a long, thick rope that reminds us of the connection and service to each other and the interdependent web. We keep these symbols in front of us all year to remind us of our religion's distinctiveness as we go out to explore and celebrate the distinctiveness of other religions.
I love thinking of our faith as offering us lifelines and helping us restore connection. Even if you've never thought of our church offering us ropes or lifelines before, all of us have had the experience of our church community helping us reconnect with ourselves, others, and life. One way to get at this is to remember a gift that our church community has given you and how it helps you feel closer to your true self, the needs of others, or life's goodness. I invite you to think about one gift you have received from this church community. So you may think of the church's volunteer opportunities because those have helped you connect with needs beyond your own, or the choir's music because that gift helps you connect with your deeper self. I invite you to remember what you thought of as a gift you've received from this church community, and after the service, ask someone else what gift they thought of, and then share what you thought of with them. We also were introduced to and embraced the eight practices of welcoming. They are: be fully present, be curious, be open to being changed, be comfortable with discomfort, be an appreciative listener, be lighthearted, be gentle, allow and heal mistakes, and be yourself. This year, we explored what it means to be UU, as well as the paths of Judaism, Islam, paganism, evangelical Christianity, and Buddhism. We finished Buddhism later this month. We were encouraged to think of other faiths, not as different paths on a mountain leading to the same end, but instead each faith is their own unique and beautiful mountain. This truly helps us live our UU value of religious pluralism while remaining grounded in our Unitarian Universalist faith. There are several other faiths still to explore, and we hope to do that in future years.
I've been attending for 12 years since my 6th birthday, which I specifically recall because I did make it known to everyone. I first came to UUCL because I was a curious child, often to a bit of a fault, as it turns out, asking 6-year-olds if they believe in God is a good way to get cursed out of a preschool coat room. And my love for that little girl and the occasional incentive of a donut has kept me here for 12 years. It's funny how something can be part of your life in a seemingly small way for such a long time, and then one day you wake up and realize it's not so small anymore. In all honesty, church was always something I had a complicated relationship with. For any adults in the room familiar with the ways of headstrong children, convincing youth to attend an organized event regularly in their two precious days of freedom is not an easy task. And convincing them to leave once they have been sucked into a world of playing house or organizing gel pens, that last one might have been just been me, is an even harder task. However, in my time here, I have grown to possess such an appreciation for this community, and I would like to take a second to thank all of you. Thank you first and foremost to my teachers and parents, the RE leads who led me in discussion, crafts, and self-reflection. Thank you to the adults who humored my eager participation in the announcements informing you all about the school plays I was in, and thank you to those who humored me even more and attended. Thank you to all of you who came today, despite the origami butterfly debacle of the Youth Service 2023, and to everyone who made that zealous, curious little girl feel welcome, because I truly believe I am a better person for my time here. I have shared in my joy and sorrow. I have taken comprehensive sexual education in a church, something very few non-UU people can say. I have questioned the world around me and also come to accept it simultaneously. I have stolen sunglasses, sorry, Eric, put my sister in a dunk tank, sorry, Eliza, and been a literal star, so that was a highlight. I have looked at life from so many sides and fallen in love with the idea that there is always more to know. I have touched the earth, I have reached the sky, and as anyone who has met me will know, I have always asked the reason why. And I have all learned and grown by all of your love, so thank you all.